At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome to Bustin' Balls. Pat Caputo here along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. It's good to be with you. And Tigers have been winning a few games, and everybody's kind of wondering what's going on with them. We'll talk a little bit about that and some of the younger players that have been doing well, and also what's going on in the minor leagues a little bit. And that's what we'll do today. We'll get into the draft to it later podcast, but Evan, let's hit it right away. Tigers have suddenly won some games. There's a couple of things that I would say to you about this. A lot of it has to do with Baez and Rodriguez, the two players that they're paying. And also, I think a lot of the angst about Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, while people aren't thinking, oh, man, they got two superstars now, but they're doing a little bit of a sigh of relief because both those guys are producing and aiding their victories. That's been a key factor. And I think there could be some help on the way from the minor leagues at some point.
Now, Pat, I mean, the obvious question, we might as well get it out of the way now. With Eduardo Rodriguez being able to opt out of his contract at the end of the year, what should the Tigers do with him? And if they do look to trade him, when should they look to move the guy?
Well, look, the bottom line about it is the chances of him opting out if he continues to pitch like this are great. But what are the odds that he's going to continue to pitch like this through July? And nobody is remaking their roster now. So it's an ongoing thing. I get it. It's a talk radio topic. I understand it. I've addressed it. Like everybody else, but it's right now, it's kind of a moot point. And the bottom line about it is if the Tigers are two games out, all right, come July 1st, which is still a big if, what do you do? Do you keep him or do you insult your fans by trading him? Well, if you trade him, you better get a lot in return. And how much are you going to get in return for a guy who can opt out on his contract and he's going to get more? Probably less than what you think. You don't get the compensatory pick like you used to, or there's nothing involved like that. So he's basically a rental player at that point, unless some team wants to give him $1 zillion right there, and that's highly unlikely. So From my standpoint, and the other thing too is everybody gets excited. Trade him for a boatload. Well, you'd be surprised how the boatload isn't actually there when, you know, you might think you can't create a market, but
right.
I would guess
just on the return, I would guess it'd be similar to like a Justin Verlander type deal.
No, you wouldn't get as much for
not as much. Okay.
No. Justin Verlander, they actually got a lot.
Right.
They did. I mean, that wasn't like they got fleeced in the trade, but the big piece that they got in the trade, the 19-year-old kid who pitched in AA and was going to be a, you know, top of the rotation guy, it looked like he got hurt right away. So now it looks like the worst deal in the history of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and they did. And the other two players that they had, they actually played in the major leagues, but, you know, they're not stars or anything. But, yeah, so the deal looks bad because of that. They're not going to get a 19-year-old AA pitcher, all right, who is on the fast track to the major leagues with big-time stuff for Eduardo Rodriguez. And if they were, then it would be wise to make the trade.
Good. I'm glad I asked that question then, because I've been wondering that, and who better to ask than you, right?
Right. And this is Eduardo Rodriguez. It's not Justin Verlander. So, you know.
It's not even K-Rod. It's not even A-Rod.
Yeah. It's, you know, he's pretty good, though. I mean, he's got great feel for pitching. He's on a roll.
Will he keep it up, in your opinion, Pat?
Well, I think he'll have a really good year. Okay. When somebody's that age and they're really good like that, he's had some good seasons before. They're going to have a real good year or two, and this might be his best year. It's one of those things. And that's why I didn't get, you know, like apoplectic about them signing Boyd and saying, whoa, because I knew Boyd is right at a point where he might have a real good year.
Sure.
And it's the same with Michael Lorenzen. In some ways, those guys will have trade value too, because they're on one-year deals, and there is no opt-out on what they're doing, and they're just pure rental players. So all three of them, actually, and whoever the hottest is at that time, by July, Evan, it might be Boyd. It might be Lorenzen, because Lorenzen's got nasty stuff, and he's just never pitched quite up to his potential. So, yeah, it's very fluid, but it's a great topic to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the future. I mean, we see what's on the field here in Detroit, but what about Toledo? Because, Pat, you know the one name I'm going to bring up, that Justin Henry Molloy. Everybody's right. Talking about him.
Well, he's got an OPS of, let me see. I wrote it down here. Yeah, 449 on base percentage.
Pretty good.
OPB, I meant. He's playing third base. They don't have a third baseman. He's 23 years old. They traded a piece for him. He's done nothing in the minor leagues but get on base. Throughout his entire minor league career, 800 at bats, he has an OPB, on base percentage, at the highest level, AAA, 411. So this, and he doesn't strike out much, and he puts the ball in play, and he's got a little pop in his bat. The question about him is defense. So it's not a matter of time if they're going to bring him up. It's when, you know, when do, you know, is the clock going to have any factor in this? It really shouldn't, but that's one of them. Right now they're happy. Maton runs into a ball once in a while and they're winning games. But if they start to lose a few games and, you know, Justin Henry Molloy continues doing what he's done for a couple years now at a high level, he's only 23 years old, but he was a pretty good college player. An amateur player before that, at a couple big time programs, they'll bring him up, and he's the guy. Yeah.
Who else would be a candidate to be brought up during the year, Pat?
From AAA right now, the guys that would be candidates to be called up would be older guys.
Okay.
Whistler, reliever who's been around and bounced around for a while. He's been outstanding. You saw Diaz last year. Those guys, their whips below one. Toledo's done a reasonably good job, partly because those guys have been very good out of the bullpen. But they're older prospects. Diaz is, I think, 28. Whistler's, 31, something like that. Those would be the guys that would come up to help him now. Somebody who's, all of a sudden very much on the radar, an underrated prospect right now, I think in the minds of most Tiger fans, because Green and Torkelson passed him, you know, and got to the major leagues, and he was hurt all the time, is Dylan Dingler. I don't think people realize that Dylan Dingler in just 764 plate appearances in the minor leagues, he's hit 32 home runs and has 122 RBI. He has been on fire. His OPS over 1,400.
Hey, Pat, can you put that in perspective? How many at-bats does an average MLB player get during a year? Is it 600?
It would be about 600 to 700, okay, if they're playing all the time. Maybe okay, a little more. Played appearances. So he's played basically a full year.
Yeah, right. That's what I was trying to get at. Okay.
So those he's got power. And he right now he's hit a bunch of home runs in a short period of time. They put him at Lakeland when he came back, and now he's up at Erie doing the same thing. Swing looks really good. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a catcher. And he was their second pick in the 2020 draft, the Spencer Torkelson year. And he's basically been forgotten. But all of a sudden, man, he's come on like gangbusters. And we'll have to see if they move him up. They will if he continues to do this. He's 20, you know, he's going to be 25 in September. So some of these guys are a little bit older, but that's somebody you might see in the major leagues if he continues this. He looks like he has had the enlightening moment here. Parker Meadows has struggled a little bit. He hadn't been real bad, but he hadn't been real good. And that would be the other one that's down there that you might want to look at and see at Toledo. As far as Double A is concerned, I mentioned Dingler. Cole Keith has done well for a 21-year-old. He's going to be 22. So he's a little older for a high school kid coming through that, but he's done all right.
He was a COVID draft pick too, so he had a little bit of a developmental growth.
Yeah, he's moved. He's gotten himself in shape. He's hit a couple clutch home runs. He's rough defensively, and he's learning how to play the game. But I don't see him coming up at any point. But playing in Double A ball at this stage of his career, he's done more than hold his own, and he's definitely in my opinion, a very, very good prospect for the Tigers. So yeah, I like what I've seen from Colt Keith. He strikes out too much, doesn't walk enough. All right. And he's got to start making consistent contact. And he does, when he runs into a ball, he hits the heck out of it, but he doesn't hit that many home runs. He's got 16 professional home runs, which is good for his age and how many games. Again, it's like almost a full season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's still some things to look at. You look at Matt's – a player to watch to me is, you know, very much on my board for somebody to watch moving up. They took a fourth-round pick in 2021 named Tyler Matson, fourth round out of Bryant College. I'm sure not named after Kobe, 6'4". Guy throws, you know, he hits 97, you know. Got good fastball, throws on a downward plane. He's got 84 strikeouts and 54 innings in 2 years, a 10-1 record. Nobody talks about him. He's got a chance. I'm telling you, he has a chance. And they'll pop him up, you know, to Erie at some point, and he'll be on everybody's radar. So just remember that. Ty Madden, you know, they're taking him along slowly, 5 innings at a time. He's done okay. There's some concern about Wilmer Flores. He had 2 awful starts, so his ERA is way up. And he hasn't been missing that many bats, so there's some concern about him in 6 starts. You know, I watched him pitch a couple times. He looks like, you know, at some point he's going to pull it together. You can't overreact to that unless there's an injury or something along those lines that you got to look at and say, well, what do you think? Isaac Pacheco, who we talk a lot about, he strikes out a lot. You know, he's very talented, but very raw defensively. He's, you know, been pushed up a little bit, higher level. I like him a lot. He's young, 20 years old, but he's not anywhere near anything. And there's been pretty good progress. Slowly but surely, Roberto Campos is doing well. You know, but again, he's a guy who never walks, strikes out a ton. But he has put together a decent season at 20 years old at a relatively high level of play. Most of the players in high A ball, 23, 24, even 25, and he's 20 years old. But he's hit with a little bit of power. He's done some things there, but, you know, a million miles away from, you know, the big leagues. But steadily but surely, he's making some progress.
Now, what about, there's another kid. Is it Kristen Santana? He's another very young kid. I believe he was he one of the overseas players?
Yeah. Okay. He was an international signing.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. You got that term there.
Couldn't find it, but you got what
again,
I was saying.
You know, somebody that, you know, slowly but surely, nothing too bad, but nothing like where he's like with Dylan Dingler, all of a sudden the light's gone off. Late last year, Parker Meadows, the light started to go off. There's been some signs with Colt Keith. Hey, you know, maybe the light will go off and then, you know, the weaknesses will overtake it. But as Santana, the light hasn't gone off yet here, but he's you know, there's nothing to suggest that he may not be. A classic example is Wilkin Ramirez. He's done a pretty good job and is now back on, you know, the radar as a prospect. And they got a lot of third basemen in the pipeline. So at some point, you're going to see the situation. The underrated factor, who's going to play shortstop if something happens where Baez leaves?
Sure.
I don't see some shortstop there that they can pop in there. Gage Workman, to me, isn't an answer for that. Although there is some potential there. Spencer Torkelson's old college teammate, unless things, or Kreidler, I don't see a shortstop. So, you know, people belabor Javi Baez, and I understand exactly why. But in some ways, he's a very important player to the Tigers in the future because they got third baseman, they got a couple outfielders, they got some promising pitchers, but no shortstop. And it goes back to why didn't they take Marcello Meyer? Why didn't they take Lawler in that draft? Meyer's just gone off here lately and gone crazy, and he's heading up to Boston very quickly. And Lawler's been pretty good, too. I haven't checked what he's done the last couple weeks, but he's very talented. And the Jackson Jobe pick, which, look, man, you could take a pitcher third overall. I understood, and then he's got a high end, but he's hurt. Again, it's one of those situations.
And that's a spine injury, too, which is kind of unsettling.
Yeah, it's very unsettling when you look up what that injury is.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, so that's kind of the way it goes. But they've been winning some games, and I think the good news for everybody, you know, is that the money that they spent, you know, is finally paying off for them a little bit. They spent money for Rodriguez. They spent money for Baez. Those two guys have led them out of the doldrums more than anything else. And it's given some room for Torkelson and Green to grow a little bit, and they've done that. You know, Maton and Verlaine have done a couple things to help him win. And Justin Henry Molloy maybe is going to be somebody who's going to help the Tigers for a number of years. And he fits what they wanted. He's been what he was advertised, strike zone control, you know. He understands the strike zone and, you know, the whiffer king things that the Tigers have been known for here in recent years. Even in their best years, they were kind of like that, but they overcame it with, you know, just extraordinary power and some of those things. They're better at that right now. So there is some promise with what's going on. It's looking a lot better than it looked at when the team was 2-9 and the minor league team started out like, oh my gosh, look at this. And it was like, hey, they're still a mess. They seem to have made some progress forward here as an organization early in the year. That doesn't mean they're ready for the World Series, but
no, but they should definitely count their blessings because competing in the AL Central, you're going to give these chance to these young kids to actually see what it's like to compete for a division because, it's not the best division in baseball, to say the least. So it's good that they're able to compete as young players and not just see loss after loss after loss with no light at the end of the tunnel. But I think this year, like you said, Torque is starting to hit a little bit. Green's hitting. And to see those young guys and to see some pitching come through, Joey Wentz is pitching all right. He's a young guy. You still have Scoobel and Mize and Manning.
On the horizon.
Guys that are
hurt. You got some, you know, potential trade pieces if things go sideways at the deadline, some ways for creativity.
It'll be a fun year, right? I mean, at the very least –
It's been fun so far. You know, it really has been after the first 11 games. And give Hinch credit. You know, he had to deal with the situation with Javi Baez, and he dealt with it perfectly.
And it seems like after that, they kind of turned it around.
Well, they did turn it around. I mean, they've been considerably above 500 since and played fundamental baseball and not zombie ball.
Well, except for Torkelson the other night.
That wasn't good. But he's done some things that have kind of advanced the game forward. He's got some RBI, and he's made.
Oh, and you know what? And get that out of the way now, that mistake, because a player like him should never make that again. I don't think he will, but it's good to learn from your mistakes too.
That was out of character, actually. So
yeah,
Those whole things. So they've done well. Things are going better. We'll see you the next time we talk. Don't forget to like us. Don't forget to subscribe to us on the Apple Store, iTunes Store,
yep.
Google Play Store. Download us, Odyssey.com, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, King of the KC on Twitter, or, of course, the Facebook pages. And I'll tell you this, these are also inserted into the columns that I write. I'll be writing quite a bit, this summer about the Tigers and everybody else. And we'll be talking about Red Wings and Pistons drafts. Coming up. It's kind of the draft season. Till next time. See you.
It's our time, Pat.
Our time.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.